Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us put our hands together even as we welcome on stage Apostle Isaac Nick Sithole.
Yes, yes, sir.
Bless you.
Are you
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Can somebody make a joyful noise to the Lord this morning? Can somebody praise the name of the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for this is the day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in this day. We refuse this morning to be disappointed. We refuse to be ashamed. We refuse to be frustrated. Because this is our day to rejoice. For every good thing that you have done for us, we say thank you. For fighting our battles, we praise your name. For putting bread on our tables, thank you. For health and life, blessed be thy name. And for allowing us to come in your presence, Father, we are grateful. Just to lift up our voices and our hand to declare that you are a good God. For your word, we pray and we ask the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, the one who will reveal the mysteries of the living God. May you help us, Father, to discover your purpose through our lives. Help us to know why are we born, why are we also born again, so that we may be able to fulfill which we were created for. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you and take your seats. Muruti, Dr. Muluzi, and your wife, I want to say thank you for bringing me in this house to come and see what the Lord is doing with you and your wife. We really appreciate the invitation. I'm sorry that my wife could not come. She's not an early morning person. All right, Tabaroko. And so I sleep early. She sleeps late. What's wow. Eleven? So So we really appreciate. I am with two of my sons. Philip Matabela and also Tabos Bego. And I want to say to the leaders of this church who are standing behind you, ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord bless you to stand behind this man of God. I know in Africa it's not an easy thing for a black man to stand and support another black man. I'm not too sure who bewitched Africans, but that's the truth. Africans cannot see anything good that one is doing. They can only see what they are doing. So I want to say to those who are standing behind this man of God, may the Lord help you and continue to help you to help him to fulfill that which God has called him for. Amen. Amen. So that in you helping him to fulfill His God-given vision, the Lord will also send others to help you also to fulfill what you have been called for. Amen. I strongly believe that every blessing comes through connections. Every blessing comes through connection. If you are not connected, you are in an island, you cannot be blessed. Are we together? So, thank you. So I call these young boys, I say these are the sons, because I believe a son is a person who have learned how to serve you. Number one. A son is a person who have learned to become a student, learn what you do before they become a son. You can't just become a son because you believe in me. You can't just become a son because you're in the church. The first thing that makes you a son is to learn how to serve. When you know how to serve the man of God and you learn from him how to do things, when you learn how to do things, then you qualify to be called a son. It took Jesus for 30 years. He was a son of men, not a son of God. He was serving men. He knew people. He understood people. He understood the problems of mankind. After that, when he was baptized, the Bible says, it was the heavens that opened, said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." And the Bible says, at that time God says, "Because I have affirmed you, but I need to test you." After the affirmation, he had to go through the test. The test, it was the test for the affirmation. I hope somebody hear me. You have to understand, if you want, you call yourself somebody's wife, you have to wait for the test of a wife that qualifies you to be somebody's wife. If you call yourself, you're somebody's husband, you have to wait for the test, testing the husband to qualify you to become a husband. You don't just become a husband overnight before you go through the test that qualifies you to become. Everything takes qualifications. It's only those who are writing SMS to God to ask God to call them. "Please call me. I have been asked to deal with the matters of a black man. And I was just amazed when Dr. Mluitsi asked me to speak about the plight of a black man, because it seems as if this type of topic we're scared to face or to talk about it in the church, because we always hide behind the scripture that says there is no Greek and there is no Hebrew. Amen. And the truth is, yes, maybe in the Bible there is that, but practical, it's not. Amen. Practical, it's not. Before I become a Christian, I'm a black man. Can I get somebody saying amen to it? Amen. Before you are born again, you are just an African. It takes culture to groom you to become an African. And you have to make sure that as an African, when God wants to hear a worship from Africa, he must get it from an African. Amen. So, we were not placed in Africa to be someone slaves or in Africa because we are cursed. We are placed in Africa for a purpose and for a reason. That is why when you look around, you see everybody seems to be running to Africa now. My God, please help me, because this is a time for Africa. And there are certain people who are now opening eyes and see there's something in Africa. Amen. So, you have to bear with me. I'm old. I used to be a 16 valve. I used to carry a towel and a washing rag because I was going to sweat. But I don't sweat anymore. Okay. Amen. Amen. So I'm just going to talk to you, my brothers and sisters, out of my heart. Because for the past 46 years as a born-again Christian, I have never been so challenged by seeing what is happening to our own black people. Travel Africa. Africa is a place of people who are warriors of prayer. And Africa is the poorest continent while people are praying. For me, it's a sad thing, because it seems as if God does not hear our prayers. But I know that God hears our prayers. But there is something that Africa have missed when we believe in God. And also we need to understand, when those who brought the gospel to us in Africa, the only thing they told us, it was us to be born again so that we can be ready for heaven while they were enjoying life. And all of us, when we're born again, we're born again for one simple reason: we want to go to heaven. I'm here to tell you bad news. Unpack your bags. There's no heaven for you until you fulfill what you are called for. Until you fulfill what you are created for. I don't think it's a wise thing, and I don't think it's going to be a blessing for you to go to heaven when you have never enjoyed what God created for you. In a true sense, it's an insult. There's something that I don't understand. I will talk like a wise man, Solomon, when he says, "This is amazing. I saw kings walking next to horses, and I see servants on top of horses." Now, I say it's funny, because today I see people who have brought heaven down, and they live in heaven, but when they die, they go to hell. And I see people who are going to heaven while they're living in hell. I cannot even interpret who are those people. Amen. They are going to heaven, but they are already living in hell. And there are others who have brought heaven and enjoying heaven on earth. And tomorrow when they die, they go to hell, because there is no balance. It's the issue of the rich man and Lazarus, whom the Bible says when he was on planet Earth, he was sick, he was poor, eating from the crumbs of from the table. And the rich man, he has been enjoying life, eating, drinking, and living good. And the Bible says when Lazarus died, he was found in the bosom of Father Abraham, and the other one he was found in another place where he wanted to use his authority of the planet Earth. Can you send someone from here to go and tell my brothers that they mustn't come where I am? He had heaven on planet Earth, but he found himself in hell. The other one, he had hell on planet Earth, but he found himself in heaven. This is a typical church. Those who brought the Bible to us, they made it a point that they will hide black people who are part of the script. Because we have too many black people in the Bible that we are not told about them. I don't know why. If you hide someone, it means you are scared of that person. That's why I don't know why every other people who don't have a dark skin, they always want to oppress black people. I'm not a racist, I'm here just to tell you the truth. Yesterday it was a white man. Chinese are in, Portuguese are in, Japanese are in. Now our own close brothers, Indians, are now trying to oppress us. Am I insulting you guys? One thing that I understand, when I'm born again, it's a guarantee that I go to heaven. So I'm not going to waste my time talking about heaven when I know nothing of where I am. It's like someone who will say, "Kitseba Petersburg marhatsi bibila belegai." Because before you know Petersburg, you must enjoy all the other cities that you pass by until you get to Petersburg. In other words, you must know the other cities so that when you talk about Petersburg, I can tell you from Petersburg, Tomiloko Pitori, Kafeta Kaile Kaile Kafeta Petersburg. Now it's a bad thing when you talk of Petersburg when you know nothing about other places. This is what Christians are doing. They know heaven, but they know nothing about where they are. Let's look at the book of John chapter 8. This is a simple scripture which I believe everybody knows. Sometimes the truth is I don't like to talk about such topic not in another church because many people, they always say, "I am controversial." Amen. Because even when I pray, Muruti, I'm allowed to come down? Okay. Hey, I don't want to break. I don't want, you know. No. Don't worry. No, it's okay. You know, church that I go in, I always want to read the unwritten laws. Because I know I break any unwritten laws, I'll never come back again. So I make sure that I read these unwritten laws. Because every church has unwritten laws. Amen. Praise the Lord. The book of John chapter 8, Jesus, chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus says, God help me. In verse 131 says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed, somebody say believed. The Jewish who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples, my student, my learners, indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth that you know, it's the truth, shall make you free. The first thing is talking to the Jewish who believed in him. Not Jewish who have faith in him, but they believed in him. There are people who can have faith in you, but they don't believe in you. We have Christians who have faith in God, but they don't believe in God. Because faith, the Bible says, it pleases God. The Bible says faith is the substance of things. Hope for is the evidence of things not seen. But believing is an action that you take after having faith. Are you hearing me? Believing is an action that a person takes. That's why I think it's Peter says, you tell me that you have faith, I'm going to show you the works of faith. Because faith must have what? Works. If there is faith and there's no works, which means there's no action in that faith. Number two, we need to understand, Bazalwane, that we don't have a faith problem, we have a believing problem. Because the Bible says, even if you have a small little mustard faith, that faith can do something. But the issue of believing, it has to do with your mindset. Believing is of the mind. Are we together? It's not spiritual. Believing, it has to do with this. But now Jesus says, and you shall know the truth. Not you shall hear the truth, but you shall know the truth, because we are too many people who keep on hearing, my God help me, the truth. But it's only few people who know the truth. Because hearing the truth, you find yourself in bondage while you are hearing. My God, please help me. Hearing the truth. Is anyone who is single here? Single here? No, I don't want a man. I want a lady. What are you trying to prophesy? Can I have a single lady come quickly? It's like a hosame, man. Now, let's say I visit Mo Petersburg and somewhere Momoli Moko Kopana Lili says you. Look at her, said, oh, you're godless, gorgeous, you are fresh. And nakitsu fetse man ak no msadi man and chalate gona everything gona ke nyaka fela motho ka jang chalate lenna. Then I tell this lady, I said to her, please, do you mind to marry me? Then she says, okay, tell her that I don't know, I have a wife. Then we are Greek, I go habo, I pay lobola, we buy a house, Mopita, back we stay. 1 year, second year, the third year, while we're staying here, one day somebody knocks home and I'm not there, and this tall lady comes in and say, Kinyaka Papa's tall. And she says, Ha hona, on any business, it's amazing. Then she said, ma'am, who are you? And my wife says, I am his wife. For 3 years, she has been hearing the truth. And for 3 years, she was in bondage of hearing the truth. Now she is now knowing the truth. Which means it's up to her to take that truth and let the truth set her free. Amen. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, it's a dangerous thing to hear the truth without knowing the truth. Book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God says, let us create man. Okay, let's start here. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning. In the beginning. And when the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, you may think that God has a beginning when God has no beginning, but is the beginner of every beginning. So when God says, in the beginning, it means, he has no beginning, but he decided to begin something. Somebody help me. When God created the heaven and the earth, we need to understand in creating the heaven, he was creating the heaven for himself, and he has created the earth for me, which means I was in the mind of God before the earth was created. I wish somebody can hear me. I was in the mind of God before the earth was created for me. When God was creating the heaven, he was creating the heaven for me. And now chapter, verse 26, it says, let us now create man in our image and in our likeness. And let them, I wish somebody can hear this, let them have dominion. Let them have dominion. Then the next verse says, he created them male and female. And the Bible says, he blessed them. After blessing them, then again he says, subdue and have dominion. Subdue and what? Have dominion. Subdue and have what? Dominion. In other words, in the mind of God, when he created me and he knew that there will be a battle somewhere, I need to conquer something before I overcome. I'm born in this planet already. Modimo wa tseba hore, there are battles that I need to face. And God in me, he had put a DNA, his DNA of winning the battles. That's why he said subdue and have dominion. But the first message is let them have dominion, which means everyone has a DNA of dominion. That's the part that we need to understand. But the most important thing, when God says let us create man in our image, which means every man and every woman, if I may use genders, we have to understand everyone has the DNA of God. This DNA of God, it's when God wants to see himself, he must look at me. Can I say it again? If God wants to see himself, he must look at me. He must see himself in me. That is why when the disciples of Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, when they asked Jesus, Master, teach us how to pray. Now, always ask question, all this time, what type of prayer they were praying? When they asked him, teach us how to pray, then Jesus gave them a format. And so when you pray, say, our Father. He never said, you must say, our God. Oh, God. Because he's coming now with something that was in the beginning. God became God after the fall of man. Oh, God. In the beginning, he was the father of Adam. But after the man fell, he became God. That's why we have people who are busy seeking after God. In a true sense, in the beginning, man was not praying to God. It was God coming down to talk to man. I wish people can hear me. You see, man was not seeking after God. It was God who will come down and have fellowship, communication with men. But when men fail, then men start seeking for God. That's why sometimes, Muruta, I keep on saying to other people, you need also to be very careful when we buy these versions and translation, because most of the versions and translation within us as Christian, we have people, theologians who are not born again, but who are trying to write Bibles. That's why Christianity is in a mess, because there are people who wrote the Bible by thinking what God was trying to say. That's why there's no mess among the Jewish people, there's no mess among the Islamic, because they still have the Quran. There's no translation in the Quran, there's no translation in the Torah. The only people who are confused. Don't worry, I'm just here to make you sober. No, that's my call. Because when we are too much spiritual, in the spirit, we just mess up things in the name of the spirit. Peter says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary is seeking for him he may devour. Come on, man, Satan is sober. Amen. Amen. And so if the devil is sober, we need to be sober. Amen. And when we talk about soberness, we're talking about come into your senses. The only thing that brought the prodigal son back home, it's when he was in his senses. The only thing that made that woman who suffered for 12 years of issue of blood, she came to her mind when she says, now I will go to this Jesus that I've been hearing. When she came back to her mind, she says, I will go and I don't want him to pray for me. I will touch the hem of his garment and I know I shall be healed. Now, she wasted 12 years going in and out without any help. When she came back into her senses. Amen. So, Abraham, our father. Okay, let's finish this issue of our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I wish, Bazalwane, we can really understand this. Thy kingdom come. Now, when Jesus says, when you pray, say, our Father, number one, we say Father because you have a relationship with him. Because Father is a person that have a relationship with someone or his child. You are not a father because you have made the baby. Making a baby, you don't become a father, you just become a sperm donor. The word father, it means, are you taking care of your sperm? You only get qualified to be called a father when you are taking care of what came out of you. But if you don't take care of what came out of you, you are not a father, you are just a... I can't claim anyone's life because I've donated blood for them to live. I can't walk around saying, Ubu pilo bak, because no. I donated what? Blood, which means you are so generous with your sperm. And sometimes it's not a good thing to find sperm donors in the church. I always say to every man in the church, the moment you are born again, you know God, you must understand. I don't care. I don't even care what happens between you and the mother of the child. As long as you know that's my child, it's your responsibility to take care of that child. You cannot be a born again man and fail to take care of what belongs to you. This is a problem that makes Christianity but by level local class. We are busy fighting with another slaver of Nyaupe today. And the issue of Nyaupe is because all these boys and girls, there's a gap in their lives of their fathers. And they are trying to fill that gap, that vacuum, with the wrong things. Because fathers are not taking care of what they're supposed to take care of. I don't want to be ahead of myself. So, Abraham, Father Abraham, he had a father. His father was Terah, the Bible says. When Abraham discovered that, let me just cut it short. When Abraham's father died, the Bible says, God said to Abraham, because your father, your identity is gone, and you believe in me, come out of your father's house. Come out of your father, come out of your country. Come out of your people. When the Bible says, come out of your father's house, God was saying now, your father is dead. Come out of his father, out of your father's house, which means now we are changing identity. Come out of your country, we are changing system. Come out of your people, we are changing traditions. Because if you don't deal with these things as a Christian, then you're going to fail. The problem of us as a black people is that we have failed to come out. The identity. As long you don't your identity is not God. It's your biological father. There are certain things that you're going to, I'm not, listen to me. I say you have to learn how to honor him. But you have to understand where is your DNA. Your father is not your DNA. Your father, listen to me, your father is a vehicle to bring you into this planet Earth. Because coming into this planet Earth, you have to be released as a seed to the womb to be born. You have been known by God in the foundation of the earth. That's why the Bible says, I knew you, I saw you when you were just a substance, and I knew you when you were in your mother's womb. And I decided to fashion your days before they were. Come on, Zoman, when you get into this planet, already you are a setup. Can I tell you the truth? God knows, God knew that you are going to divorce before you divorce. Can I say it again? Mudimu knew that utokrea ngwana so nyale. When you say, Bazalan, we are embarrassed. He has disappointed us. Mudimu will say, I'm not disappointed. I saw it before it came. Did you hear me? And I'm not giving anyone license or tama odira mwana or murujuche. One of my kids, Muruti, some years ago, the boy girl was about 18 years. She became pregnant. She gave birth to a child, and after that, the child lived for 3 months. And the funny thing, she was sick, and there was somebody who came to us. I asked the man to pray for the child. While he was praying, the child died in the hand of a man of God. The man of God is still guilty even today. Now the young lady, she cries, Murut, Dad, I don't know. Or why Murimu am Pangwan, Abu Chia Hapkar, wait. Come back to yourself. No, Robert, kindly Murimu. Or no, Robert, kindly Murimu. If you say Murimu Pilengwana, I told you I'm here to make you sober. Yeah. Amen. Then I said, no, Asimudimo Filem one. Get Jeremiah of Filem one. So don't blame God, can't toss idea. Now, sometimes we're not alone, we always lose our minds. Now, Abraham, when he came out from the system, came out from the tradition, came out from the his identity, identify himself with God. When he identified himself with God, he was able to listen to God when God says, now come out and go to the land that I will show you. He never asked God where, because he believed in God. Amen. Okay, let's leave the other now. Abraham, Motzeleng, Abraham has a wife. We all know the story. They did not have a child until he was about 100 years old. And Motzeleng, he tried the shortcut, as we all know. For sometimes you become a born-again child of God. Ha, urapela, nothing is happening. You try to take shortcuts. That's why we have Christians, some of them, they worship God on Sunday. Moharabeke batsama dingaka. As long ngakra chalete, or itliswa kimang does not matter, as long as if it is. It's okay, no problem. And he went through his shortcut. And after that, when Sarah died, the Bible says, Abraham as an old man, he saw a black woman. This old man saw this black girl. He married this black girl. He had four boys. Four black boys. Amen. The Bible says, Isaac, he blessed him. The four boys, he gave them gifts. Will somebody hear me? Isaac was blessed. Media, Zimrek, Jackson, and the other one, they were given gift. The trait does not amaze me why black people are so gifted. Okay. Black people are gifted. The only thing that makes black people not to see gifts in them, it's many of them, Muruti, they always want to become pastors when they're supposed to go and play soccer. Many of them, they want to be prophets when they're supposed to be. Come with me. When the Bible says, after creating them, the Bible said God blessed them. He blessed them. Which means that blessing, it was a gift that God released. It is a talent that God released. It's a skill that God released in a person. Now, a person, the skill, a person with talent and the potential, that person, when he goes to school, he doesn't find the skill and the talent at school. The school is sharpening what he already has. My worry today, the best sport that black people can play is sex. Because there's nothing else that they can do. Now, I'm serious when I'm saying this thing. That's the only best sport a black man can play. And I understand why. It's because the very same people who are affording, they are not bringing certain things within the townships where we can be able to have gym and all these sports activity so that our young people can go to those sport activity and use their strength in that. The only strength must be sang, hallelujah. Because that's another slavery, Barcelona. Now, listen to me. This is what has been done purposely so that our youngsters are not focusing and taking their energy to do something. They can only make sure they take their energy and make channeling their energy to the wrong things so that we can be destroyed. But I'm saying this thing that we are not supposed to see those things happening in the church. I'm praying that God can raise churches where pastors, when money comes in, they are not thinking for themselves. They are thinking for building things for their young people so that they can channel their strength in the right places. Oh, Amen. So when God says He blessed them, He talks about a talent in you, a gift in you, potential. It hurts me. Most of our mothers, they were able to bring up Banaba Makhoa, but they cannot open their own creche. Which means many of our mothers are qualified to bring up children, but they cannot do it to their own. They were only good to bring white children, taking care of them, bring them up. But when they're supposed to do it in the township, they cannot do it. And I also understand why they cannot do it. It's because the very same black people in the township, they cannot support Miss Mamang, who has the talent to do so, because by Taba they're going to make her rich. That's why African cannot progress, because when you see another African trying to progress, you have been bewitched. No. The person has a talent, has a gift to bring up your child, to build up your child. You have to learn how to support him. Can I be honest with you? Every talent and every gift, every potential, you must enjoy the fruits of that talent. Because inside every seed, there are fruits. I'm going to tell you something, Ruth, that happened. Some years ago, you know, we come a long way. I brought a certain white man to our church. Every Sunday, 10-15 come. That Sunday, a white man came. About all the sick. What to mama elder sack? What happened to Africa? Africa has been bewitched. You shall know the truth. And the truth that you know is the truth that will set you free. Now, I'm trying to say we can't keep on hearing the truth without knowing the truth. The word knowing in Greek says ginosko. It means intimacy or intercourse. Which means when you have intercourse with the truth, you shall get pregnant of the truth. And when you get pregnant of the truth, you shall give birth to the truth. I wish I can talk to somebody here. Every truth that you have intimacy with, it has to set you free. You cannot know the truth. My God, please help me. How many people, men of God or men of God, women of God, how many times do we preach, teach about tithing, but we still have people who don't tithe because they keep on hearing the truth, but they don't know the truth. Because the day you know the truth, the truth set you free. You will find yourself acting in the truth. When I say Jesus is the light, and I believe that Jesus is the light, I will walk in the light, because the light that I, the truth of the light, I know it sets me free. Africa, it's your time, but it's time for you to know the truth. Amen. It's time for Africa to know what? The truth. He blessed them a lot. Let us create man. Murat, you will help me with time. Let us create man in our image. Okay? That's verse 1, 26. When we call to chapter 2, Genesis, verse 7. Then the Bible says, He, God, formed a man out of the ground. and he breathed the breath of life into his nostril. And then the man became a living soul. He never became a living spirit, but a living soul. He released the spirit inside the body. But for the man to live, he need the soul. Because soul is the only thing that makes you to act, to function. Anyone who has an accident, pilu, ibeta kabot, kidneys okay, liver's okay, everything okay, but is dead here. What do they do? Who are the nurses and doctors? What do they do in the hospital when the man is brain damaged? Huh? They finish him up. Thank you, ma'am. You said it right. I thought you were going to be smart and say they switch off the machine. You say they finish him. Now, when you are brain damaged, they know that you are not good for anything. They can't keep you breathing when you can't function. The best thing, they must switch off the machine. Pilo ha go right. DBT right. Kid is the right. Everything inside is okay, but holy matrimo toho. I don't care how spiritual you are, but when you are dead here, you are not good. That's why we have so many spookies in the church. People who are spiritual, people who are psychologically dead. Because they can't use their brains. Sometimes when you come to church, you may be amazed what's happening in the church. But you start wondering what is happening in the church. So when the Bible says he breathed the breath of life into this formed man, and this formed man became a living soul, then the wise man Solomon says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Which means you are not the result of your prayer. You are the result of your... My God, can I talk to somebody here? You can pray all night and fast 40 days if you cannot use your brains. Your fasting, it was only for slimming. Another thing with Africa don't want to search out. Africa, they always want to receive. You want to be a millionaire? Hallelujah! Catch it. Catch. Listen, my God and the scriptures, God say, I have these plans for you. What type of a person who makes you millionaire without plans? Where have you seen it? Because even now, how Tanuka Lotto, what plan, man? Do you know more than you too much? You keep on changing papers. No, this is wrong. This is wrong. You go through a process of thinking what numbers to put. It's only in the church where we don't want to. Let's go to Proverbs 25. Go quickly. Can you read verse 2 for me? Proverbs 25, verse 2 for me. It is the glory of God to do what? To conceal a what? But it is the glory of what? To do what? What? Now, I know many of you come from heaven. You just came here for a visit. Now, can I talk to those who are pelang le fatseng? Ba tlhagang le godimo le skele skele wa re shaka sa ntho ke tloe bolelang galetse. Now, when someone is going to become a sangoma, there is this sangoma who is qualified. And a qualified sangoma mo bona ka nyoko mo. Nyoko is a degree that he qualifies. Because not every sangoma that puts nyoko ya khomo. Nyoko ya khomo ekere. You are qualified to speak to the dead. Are you hearing me? You are qualified to speak to the dead. Okay, fine. Whatever. No, understand. Okay. They're very same. Now, this man, the first thing that this person, for him to qualify, he had to be taught how to communicate with the spirit of the dead. And when he's taught to talk to the spirit of the dead, there must be someone who takes something to hide it. And when they hide that thing, they have to be a worship team. Yabana. Okay. Where is the drumist? Where is the boy who's playing? I saw a young boy who plays drums so nice here. Where are you? Kitima-san. Good. Oskwa shapa drum sana do go cracking, rego cracking and ne. Shapanga shapa tutu. Come. Tutu. Aha. Now, there are young girls who are singing Bayeza Gusasa Bayeza Abakulayo Bayeza Gusasa. Now, That's it. While they are singing and they are actually making this person to go to a certain trench of the spirit realm, where he's going to connect with the spirit of the dead. And when they're taking him doing that, there is someone who's hiding something. When he comes out of that from the spirit realm, the spirit of the dead will tell the person where is the thing hidden. It is the glory of God to hide a matter. You hear me, girl? Now, in everyone here, God has hidden the matter. And it is for his glory. But now it is the glory of the kings. Those who dominate. Those who have dominion. Those who are governing. Those who put things under control. To search out what God has hidden. For their glory. Now, I'm trying to say, as long Christians are just praying without searching out, we will remain praying while the non-believers are searching. Oh, God, please help me. There are so many young non-believers who carry the glory. If Tiger Woods can enter here, me preaching, I can assure you, all of you, don't sell a little bit of Tiger Woods, because there's a glory upon him. My Bible says then, God will hide the matter, but it will take the king, because we must understand, oh God, please, if Mudima got to choose to understand that. If Mudima... I got to choose so that on this planet, I have dominion. Hey. Listen to me. God Almighty, he has no business. He can't rule on planet Earth. I want you to listen to me. There is nothing God can do here. The only thing, say what God can do, He rules me so that I can rule here. Oh God, please, I wish people can hear me. He rules me because He gave the earth as my planet. And He says, I must have dominion. Now, Mudimu asli paid. Asimu paid. Rakwan. Rakwan. Mudimu understand the order. How be the host to pay the more black anglity? He has placed me as a king on planet Earth so that He can rule me, govern me. I can rule and govern here. That's why the Bible says He hide the matter for His glory, so that the kings here can search out what is hidden for their glory. They open hammers. They don't believe in God. Maybe they're not born again, but they carry the glory because they have searched out something. The Williams girls who decided to distance themselves from beauty. Don't interpret that one. When they discover what God has hidden in them, they were able to sharpen it. Now to the, hey! 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 The end of the month, it's millions. Those millions, they give glory. Habara peli banaba. Empa, they have discovered what God has hidden. We're not busy, you are up there. You have no time to search what God is hidden in you. Now, I've just made purposely to bring these youngsters. Stand. He's still, how old are you, Nafe? You forgot. Okay. He came in our church at the age of 14 from Mozambique. He came crossing the fences, no passport. Grew in our church, teaching all the years, the change of the mindset. As the 34 years old, he's a multimillionaire today. With, listen, with a standard 6 certificate. Now he has a birth certificate, and a standard 6 certificate, a marriage certificate. He's waiting for a death certificate. Because he has discovered some things that we need to teach. Age 1 to age 25, life gives you lessons. Life teaches you to know what life is all. Life takes you through training. The moment when you enter to 26 to 50, that's where now you build yourself. Because the past 25 years, life, you, listen. Life has been building you. 26 to 50, now you start building yourself out of the information, the experience that you have. 50 to 75, you are now making sure you give back to 2 generations. You cannot be 55 and 60. You are still trying to make it. Because now you go bank, but you are at risk. I'm not saying this thing, Barcelona, just to despise you. I'm here to provoke you. Because I believe in provoking our people. I believe in provoking black people. Can I be honest with you? I took this invitation because of him. I don't take invitation to big churches anymore. because I don't want to go to places where I inspire people who don't care about themselves, who are just happy that we have a big church, we belong to a big church, refitly. When the men of God are sweating for people who don't care. I've discovered I'm more effective when I talk to few people and provoke them and challenge them for them to become what they were created and born for.
Amen.
So it is the glory of God to hide the matter, and it is the glory of the King to search out a matter. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, as a church, we must not be very happy only for the presence of God. We need to go to a certain level of fighting and crying for information and knowledge. The Bible says, my people who are called by name are destroyed. Not because they don't pray, not because they don't worship God, because they don't have knowledge. Actually, then God says, if because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you. Now, it's a painful thing for people who are worshiping God who have already rejected them because they don't want to seek for knowledge. The results are born about to who are rejected by God because they don't want the knowledge. Give to Bakitimelang everywhere for miracles. Because they want to cash. They want to cash. They want to drink water. They want to drink oil. They want to put this because they have rejected what? Knowledge. When you are ignorant, people who see you as an ignorant person, they are going to abuse you.
Yes. Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
I'm not going to tell you lies. There are preachers who have discovered the weakness of black people.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm stupid? For someone to tell me, Hori, I must give 2,000 so that Mudimu am pay 5,000. Am I so dumb? Mudimu ki mudzebang Hori is an unconditional God. Why must I condition him? Or must why must he condition me? If you want to be a millionaire, do this for God. No, to hell with you. I have to search. I must have plans for me to become. Now, we as Christians, we come to church because we don't want God. We want the things of God. And even Jesus say, don't worry about your life.
Yeah.
It's seek ye first the kingdom of God and your right standing with God.
Yeah.
These things they shall be attracted to you.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You all understand. They say money always go where the money is. Money hai mo honani budidite. But did you give a to Miss Angela? Marichella take to Miss Bahum. Oh God. Why? It's because Bahumi they understand. Hore, Chelete is their servant to use. But did they understand? Horebona, Chelete is their master. That's why Badidi they worship money. Money masters Badidi. Money tells Mudidi Hore Adirei. modidi gabele le tšhelete o re direng. Okay, can you settle this? Agabitsa le bitso la motho ne? So don't say I'm saying to you. I never call your name, isn't it? So don't take it unless it fits you. I'm just talking about people out there. I'm trying to give you principles here. Because you must understand, the only thing that works for God and us, it is the principles. For me, prayer is communicating with Him. Prayer is reasoning with Him. But when I had to deal with stuff, I know I'm a king. And I know what the Bible says about a king. He says the king, in his mouth, he has the words of commanding. Kings are commanding. Some years ago, in Natal, when they moved the old airport to King Shaka Airport, they put the statues at King Shaka, and they decided to take the statues at Inku around him, and they invited King Zwelithini to come and open that ceremony. The king came with his stick, he walks around, he looked at this sheep, then he said to the guys, hey you guys, Shaka has never been a shepherd yet. Move this nonsense. He walked away. It took people to make plans, meetings, save money for this. It takes the king to say one word, finish. Because a word of a king is final. The point that I'm trying to drive it to, the driving point is, I want to understand, number one, that you carry God's image. You are the image of God. Number two, when you believe, listen to me, when you believe that, you have to learn how to act what you believe. Because until you act what you believe, you cannot become what you have heard. The problem with the church, we talk so much, we have so faith so much, we pray so much, but we don't even believe in the very same prayers that we prayed. The issue of believing, it's so powerful. Amen. Now, as a church, let's learn to take the law of the first. He created me in His image and His likeness. That's where I'm supposed to start. Stop. This nonsense of caring into libito le la bazalana la Christian. Chris, calling yourself a Christian never changes you. It does not even make you better.
Thank you, thank you.
I wish I can talk here. Moruti. Are you aware that even Jesus was not a Christian? Okay. Are you aware even God never called us Christian? But God says, let them have dominion, which means I'm a king. When He created me, He created a king. Let me show you something so that I can close. I'm coming back. Let me say this. When God placed Adam in the Garden of Eden and He told Adam what to do. Who? And God looked at this man. He says, it's not good for this man to be alone. Let me make him a friend, a companion, not a wife. God did not make a wife for Adam. Adam chose a wife. He made a helper, companion, a friend to help Adam. When Adam saw the structure, he says, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Owl. Now, he saw the structure because the issue of structure is very important. That's why in the Old Testament, each time somebody die and they move, they will always take the bones. Because bone stands for structure, which means you don't destroy structure. I hope we can. The structure the man have set, no one must destroy it. That's why Jesus, when they break the bones of the other two people, they could not break his bone. Because you can't break the structure that has been set. This is the bone of my bone. Now, when God said to Adam, I'm going to make you a helper, the devil heard what God said. When the devil heard what God said, the Bible says the devil came through the snake, which means the only way for the devil to enter into this planet Earth is the body. The devil had to borrow the body of the snake to speak. Now, the devil knew, because Satan was smart. Satan had a miracle, how he was a rappel. Oh, I'm a la, of it's a rappel. Of it's a rappel. While you are busy praying, he'll never disturb you. But he wants to start thinking so that he can distract you. He says, okay, if God said she's going to help him, this one know the truth. Oh my God. This one heard the truth. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
She heard the truth from Adam.
Yes.
Adam know the truth from God. Now the devil never went to the person who knew the truth. He went to the person who heard the truth. Oh God. He was able to deceive the one who heard the truth to the one who loved the one who heard the truth. When he heard that she have eaten because of love, about sweetie pie, honey, harajare, really both. The man he ate. When he ate, God says, you sinned. No, you have tempted. You have sinned. You know the truth. She have heard the truth. You are the worse than the one who took. Listen to me. You check that. The devil comes through the person. There's something I want to show you before I close. The devil, he cannot function on planet Earth without a human being. Satan haberik kanta hamoto limudim haberik kanta hamoto. The Bible says mudimu, he wants all men to be saved. That's what God wants. Why, if God wants everybody to be saved, why don't you think God is almighty? Why can't he just blow everybody salvation, everybody saved? Why? You know why? Mudim khatsi ba horer.
Amen.
Onya ka batho ba pollution mar khatsi ba horer. Abisha mloche. Anak nya ka batho ba pollution. Wena sepel horer. Na I can enter into your planet. Olora. You are the only one who will speak my will for salvation to the people.
Amen.
That is why even when God himself wanted to come into this planet, he had to go and ask permission. That go and ask permission. God asked permission from the one he created. God asked permission from the one he created. I wish somebody can hear that. And he says, you are blessed among all women, because through you shall give birth to the one who's going to be the savior of the world. Now, I love Mary. He was not among those foolish virgins. He was among those wise ones. Then Mary says, as much as I'm a virgin, but which, how will this happen? Because it takes two people to tango. It does not take one person to tango, it takes two people to tango. How will this happen? Now, I want to hear this. How will this happen? And the angel says, the Holy Spirit shall do it. Now listen, the response, yeah, Mary, let it be so according to your word. In other words, Mary was saying to the angel, he was saying, I'm allowing God to release his sperma in the form of a word in me.
Amen.
So that I can be pregnant. Are we together? Amen. The point I get is here, I'm trying to say to you as church, we must understand this. I am here, you are here legally. The devil is not here legally. Actually, the fight that we have between us, actually, the fight that the devil has with us, we don't fight the devil. He's fighting us.
Yes.
That's how we resist him. Because we can't stop him.
Yes.
What is happening? The devil is not illegal here. For him to be legal, he must be legalized by you. When a man legalizes the devil, and the devil cannot just, listen, the devil cannot just use anyone. He always uses people of certain status. So that when he corrupts people up here, they can corrupt people down here. That's why Paul says we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Which means, hona ni madimon abo zoom. Madimon abo zoom alibo mara maposa ha khatli kowen. Li timon la zoom kike la takowen. Wena nan matimon a mo sikshuk. One understand. You must understand there's a certain level of demonic powers. When you gossip about Zuma, he will never take it in consideration because that demon is too low for him.
Yes.
It's your size. When I have a buwaga, when I have a police like Greg. Now, what I'm trying to say, we must all understand, it's either you are used by God to bring solution and answers to the people, or you're used by the devil to destroy and kill.
Yes.
That takes us now to the understanding. Yahweh, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities. If somebody gossips about you, don't fight the person. Don't hate the person. Don't be angry at the person. Look behind the spirit that used the person and fight the spirit, not the person. Why, as Christians, why, because you fail to understand who you are, what you carry. You always look at the person than looking behind the person. The devil is going to use, listen to me, I don't care what's my guy. Wherever you are, the devil will use your husband, your wife, your parents, your children, your neighbor, your boss. Sometimes he may use me as your pastor if I allow him. Or sometimes he will use you as a church against me. So the point I'm trying to bring here as African, let's know the truth. And the truth is going to set us free.
Amen.
The second session, I'm going to say certain things concerning the issue of the mind. For now, I was just trying to bring the issue of understanding dominion. Understanding the legal rights of being here. Understanding the authority God gave you. Understanding that this planet Earth belongs to you. For what reason? To bring solutions to problems. Answers to questions. Are you aware everything that God has created? He created it for a purpose. Itamuru, take over. Let's take this one. The cockroaches. Haha. Go ahead. Mapel. Mafel. Mafela, go ahead. Are you aware they are there for a purpose? No, I'm honest with you. Mafela are there for a purpose. That's why you'll kill them, but they'll keep on coming. Because they understand their purpose. Now, mafela are their purpose because honane banana le basadi ba phelang ka mafela. The company edirang doom is to kill mafela. Come on, so I'm about to bow. They've been hired. Come, give my fair. Salary, I'm on a bike. I hope I'm going my fair. Mosquitoes. We have scientists, professors who went to university because of a mosquito to deal with what? Malaria. Which malaria, mosquito is there for a purpose to fulfill. So when the mosquito is there for a purpose, God brings someone. Come, bring the answer. Yeah, malaria. And mosquito won't die because there's an answer. They keep on coming because there's someone who is bringing what? The answer. And the same person who gives an answer, he's making money. You don't hear me. You don't hear me. What I'm trying to say, everything around you created by God for a purpose. So that you bring answer, you make money.
Awesome. Yes, let us go ahead and give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you.
What happens is when you're in the house, you know, you're enjoying the grace that is in the house. God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you.
Let your light shine in the darkest parts. Let your love fill the world.
Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you.
To you, and I belong to you forever.